May my words be in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Each year we come together to remember those fallen from all conflicts. But this year marks the centenary. It's a particularly historic and special year, the centenary of the end of the First World War, so my focus will be there. In the reading we just heard from Councillor Redding, Jesus said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Jesus said this to his disciples just after the Last Supper, knowing that he would soon die. And he would die because of his love for them, his friends, but also for all of humanity. I don't know about you, but to me, these words sound as though they could have been written yesterday. They could have been written to relate specifically to all those who have fought and died in the depth of war. Because in war, there are countless examples of people's putting others' needs and even their own lives ahead of their own. I find it quite extraordinary that in the face of the worst, most heinous acts that man can inflict upon man, the purest and the best that humanity can offer also shines through. From the plethora of stories that have been unearthed over the last 100 years, there are no doubt an equal number, if not more, that were taken to the grave. Now, this is particularly true of the First World War because of the sheer numbers of men and women involved. Some years ago, my husband and I visited Tyne Cot. You probably know the largest cemetery for Commonwealth forces in the world. And that experience really did bring to light the sheer numbers involved and the scale of destruction. I stood in the middle, surrounded by 12,000 graves and a vast memorial bearing the names of around 35,000 names to those who had no known grave. I was completely overwhelmed. I think anyone who has visited would feel the same. It's impossible not to. But I wonder how many of those men and boys had a heroic story to tell before they were silenced forever and their story was never told. We do, however, have lots of accounts of brave and heroic acts. Today I'd like to tell you a wonderful account of a woman whose selfless love for humanity led her to giving everything. Many of you may have heard of her. Her name is Edith Cavell. In case you haven't, I'll give you a little bit of background. Edith was the daughter of a rector. She was from Norwich. She was a nurse and had established a nursing school in Belgium. She did this before war broke out. But within the first month of hostilities, Brussels was occupied by the Germans, and the nursing school became a Red Cross hospital. It treated casualties from both sides, as well as civilians. Edith stated, "Any wounded soldier must be treated, friend or foe. Each man is a father, husband or son. As nurses, you must take no part in the quarrel. Our work is for humanity. The profession of nursing knows no frontiers. You may have seen her memorial in London. If you have, above her head, in huge writing, you will see, reads one word, humanity. But beyond her boundless compassion, Edith also showed immense courage. In September 1914, she was asked to treat two wounded British soldiers. They had been caught behind enemy lines after the Battle of Mons. She treated them in her hospital, but then she arranged to have them smuggled out of occupied Belgium and in to the neutral Netherlands. She then became part of a network and continued to shelter Allied soldiers and arrange guides to take them to the border out of enemy territory. Over the 11 months that followed, Edith helped around 200 British, French, and Belgian soldiers. But on August the 5th, 1915, she was arrested by the Germans. She was arrested for treason. She was put into solitary confinement in Brussels. She stayed there for 10 weeks. After which, she was executed by a German firing squad at 2 a.m. on the 12th of October. Earlier in the Gospel account, from John's Gospel, we heard that on the night before he died, Jesus, knowing that he would die the next day, spoke to his disciples. And he uses a really powerful analogy of a vine. And this vine, this analogy is used to express the intimate relationship between God and believer. 2,000 years on, Edith demonstrates perfectly the result of such faith on the night before she died, knowing that she would die the next day. On this night, a chaplain, Reverend H. Sterling Gahan, visited Edith in her prison cell. And I'll read you just part of the account he wrote regarding the visit. He said, Edith wished all her friends to know that she willingly gave her life for her country. She said, I have no fear nor shrinking. I have seen death so often that it is not strange or fearful to me. She further said, I thank God for this 10 weeks quiet before the end. Life has always been hurried and full of difficulty. This 10 weeks, this time of rest, has been a great mercy. They have all been very kind to me here, but this I would say, standing as I do in view of God and eternity. I realise that patriotism is not enough. I must have no hatred or bitterness towards anyone. The chaplain went on to say, we partook of the Holy Communion together, and she received the gospel message of consolation with all her heart. At the close of the service, I began to repeat the words to abide with me, and she joined softly in the end. We sat talking quietly until it was time for me to go. She gave me parting messages for relations and friends. She spoke of her soul's needs at that moment. And she received the assurance of God's word as only the Christian can do. Then I said goodbye. And she smiled and said, "We shall meet again." The German military chaplain was with her at the end and afterwards gave her a Christian burial. He told me, "She was brave and bright to the last. She professed her Christian faith and that she was glad to die for her country. She died like a heroine." I think that is an extremely powerful account. If you think of the words at the end of "Abide with Me," which we sang just a little while ago, "Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes, shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me." And because of her faith, she did abide in him and he in her. Now, it was out of great love and for freedom that courageous men and women died in the war. And it was out of great love and for freedom that Christ died on the cross. The love from each was for their friends and for humanity to be able to live in better times. But the freedom given is different. The freedom brought forth from war is political and geographical. It affords us now a physical liberty. The freedom given through the death of Jesus on the cross offers us now a spiritual freedom, seen in the example of Edith Cavell. It offers us the Holy Spirit's fulfilment of love, strength, and peace in life to face all things. And it offers us now the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life in death. Amen. Amen.